Let's get the lowdown on the track today as we head off to Pakenham for night racing, and Sam Hyland joins us. How are you, Sam?
Well, conditions, Pakenham were good for 10.05.93. The rails out 3 metres and 35 mils of irrigation for the week. Just walks with a bit of minor marking on that inside 2 metres and then outside that cleaner cover. So 3 to 12 out, but it really, all in all, it walks like carpet, this track. It's beautiful, big, long straight and clean cover. It's that spongy Kikuyu profile, so it's a little bit forgiving all the time, even when it does firm up. So you would think it'll get to a good 3 by tonight, but, yeah, it'll race well and everyone will get their chance.
Sounds great, Sam. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Doug.
Sam Hyland with his report on the track for racing today. Dean Lester is now with us to preview the meeting. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, good, thanks, Nuts.
What do you make of this meeting tonight?
Dean, we've got to probably faced with quite a few short price favourites tonight, but look, I think it's a competitive program. Hopefully we can pick the eyes out of the better favourites, if you like, because I do think there'll be a lot of shorties.
Let's have a look at race one. 3-year-old filly's maiden over 1,000. He can take out runners 10 and 13. We've got number 4, Second Marriage at 550. Simply Dreaming 550, down to Solo Flight at 230. Sona Dancer at $9, and then you've got Zapoya, who was a $5 chance.
Yeah, the race does revolve around this first starter, I think, number 6, Solo Flight, who trialled up recently at Sandown, was quite green but very sharp, really hit the ground and ran, and would think that will be pretty hard to beat the Henry Dwyer debutants and horses getting out of their maidens very quickly in recent weeks, and I think Solo Flight can add to that list. The dangers, 7 Sona Dancer. I think the bigger track's going to suit her, and actually back to 1,000 metres. She sort of got a bit lost around the home turn at Kyneton and then ducked in badly under pressure. I think the bigger track will certainly suit. She might be the danger. 12 Zapoya's had the 2 runs back. They've both been very competitive. And again, she looks a chance. And 5 Simply Dreaming, who wasn't really tested in a trial back in October. Craig Williams to ride here on debut is a plus. But, yeah, the key runner, I think, is number 6, 6, 7, 12 and 5.
So 6 from 7, 12, 5 in race 1. We go to race 2. Here we've got number 3, Cool Dude, at 6. $1.95, Dazzling Rain. Mr. Worldwide is at 3.70 and Austra Lind is a $6 chance.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be wanting to take the $1.95 about Dazzling Rain. The market likes him nearly every time he goes around. He's been favourite 4 of his past 5 runs and hasn't managed a win. He won't get a better chance than this, but again, he's probably a touch short. Mr. Worldwide might be the improver. He was first up run, wasn't disgraced at 1,700, then jumped to the 2,300. And whilst he ran last, he was only beaten 4 lengths, and it was a bit of a dash home. I think he's more of a staying sort of horse. He'll be better for that experience. 7 Australind, he's another one coming through that Ballarat race. He's had a few tries, and 3 Cool Dude, who just raced too keenly last start with the blinkers off, might improve. But a race I'm not that keen to get involved in. Nards, 4, 5, 7 and 3.
4, 5, 7 and 3, the third over 2,500. In this race, you can take out 13, 14, 15 and 16. We've got number 3, Crafty Cruiser, 750. 5, Young Hostess. Euroman at 390. Prince Albie at 5. And then you're down to Scraps, who's at 7.
I'm going to go with Euroman, who beat Prince Albie, one of his rivals, 2 starts back, and then last time at Morfettville went back to 2,000 metres and was okay there, made steady ground to the line. I think better suited out to the 2,500 tonight, and I'm going to go with 5 to beat 4 Young Hostess. That was a messy sort of race at Sandown. It was a slowly run race and a dash home, and for a horse that is more of a genuine stayer, I think she wasn't that well suited. Could improve sharply here off a good draw out to the longer trip. Number 4, Young Hostess. 8, Prince Albie, as mentioned, second to Euroman, and then made up ground towards the end of his race last start. Has to probably go a fair way back from the draw here, but looks competitive in this grade. And Hegemon only just broke his maiden at start 16, but he's always had a little bit of staying talent, and he can probably measure up here on the way through. He looks a real stayer, but Euroman's the one to beat, but a fairly even race. 5, 4, 8 and 12.
So 5 from 4, 8 and 12 with Euroman the top tip in race 3. We go to race 4. This is over 1,200. You can take out number 5. Now, the latest market, and we do have a dominant favourite in this race, take note. You've got the 4 Cleo's Poet at 9, Frankel My Dear at 6, $7 Usain Bowler, and Vatani is at $1.60.
Yeah, as Trent lengths. I mentioned on Racing Pulse about an hour ago, Vitani, there's a bet of 100,000 placed on this filly, hence she's now $1.60.
Far out.
Yes.
Oh, that's a big bet on a Thursday.
It is, and good on them for taking it.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I think she was might have been $1.85 or $1.90 at the time. Now she's $1.60, and she ran very well on debut. She was expected to win there. I think she just raced in the inferior ground there at Sale. I think you had to be on the inside or the outside fence that day, and she was sort of stuck in the middle and ran well, and Harmattan's favourite to win the last tonight, the filly that beat her. So all points to a winning, just whether you want to take the $1.60 now that the price has been crunched. She might come back out a little bit. She's the one to beat, though. Big Sharker, number three, comes through the same meeting. She ran a competitive race, but in much slower time, and she's second pick. Nine, Usain Bowler. He's had a couple of jump outs in recent times. I thought the Caulfield jump out over 800 was good, and then the 650 metre trials aren't much of a guide at Caulfield, so forgiving of that effort there, can be competitive on debut. And Frankel Madeira has always been a lot of interest in him because of him being a son of Frankel. He was run off his feet at Sandown behind Nature Strip. He's been freshened. His trials have been just fair since then. He's back to a maiden he can place. But 10's the key runner, obviously. 3, 9 and 7 next best.
So 10 from 3, 9 and 7 in race 4. First leg of the Quaddie Race 5. This is a maiden 1600. Take out 5, 7, 12, 13 and 14. We've got number 1, a Fuller Theories at 9, 750 Brubos, down to Cirrus at $7.50, $1.44 Mujadil, and you're looking at bigger odds for the others.
Yeah, Mujadil really does look the likely winner here. Ran well last start at Caulfield, the Silver Hawk out of that race. Comes Suppressor, who won very well yesterday at Kyneton, so that's the first real exposure of the form line, and Mujadil was very good. Looks the likely winner. I'm going to put number 3, Kairos, in the quaddie as well. I'm pleased this horse has had 3 weeks between runs, probably needed at least two to get over his first up run. He was just given no chance there out wide on just a fierce speed, and should have got beaten a long way. He got beaten 7 lengths, but yeah, he, as long as he's recovered from that first up run, I think he's worth including in the quaddie as well. Esplanade has got a place chance, number 4, and maybe number 10, Savable, next best. But this is a very thin maiden, as the market would suggest, and 8's the likely winner. 3's the only one I could make a case for to challenge. 8, 3, 4, and 10.
8, 3, 4, 10, race 5. Race 6, you can take out runners 1, 2, 4, and also 13. We've got number 3, Roden's Dole at 5, 8.50 for Yatta Izu, 9.50 Immaculate Secret. You've got Spirit of Phoenix at $2.60. Rip Girl is a $5 chance.
Yeah, I'm happy to take the $5 each way here. Number 3, Rodan's Doll, second up for Henry Dwyer. Had a long time off. And that first up run, it was just an ideal return to racing. It was a low-pressure race, building speed, and didn't have a lot of luck at a crucial stage and only got beaten 2 lengths. So I think she can really build off that run going to 1600 second up. Ryan Maloney taking over as a plus. I'm going with number 3 to beat 8, Spirit of Phoenix, who got all the breaks in winning at Ballarat. And then last start was a good run. Figures out of the race weren't spectacular, but it was a good, honest run. And now I think looking to go to 1600 metres, she might be the danger. 10, Rip Girl. Has had the 2 runs back, ticking over well. She is a 1600 metre winner here on the synthetic last preparation, and further out to 7, Immaculate Secret, who her first 2 runs were good. They rode her a bit quieter at Benalla and she won quite nicely. This is another leap up in class, but at least she's progressive. But 3, a bit of value at the each way, Nards. 3, 8, 10 and 7.
So 3 from 8, 10 and 7. We go to race 7, 1200 metres, take out runners 6, 11, 15 and 16. We've got number 2, Bob of the Head at 5.50, Dam Ready at 7.50, 7.50 for Coruscate, 3.20 for Maximus, and Brahmos is at 7.50.
Yeah, good competitive race, but I like the way number 12, Maximus, is shaping up. He had a good first preparation where he won a race and was placed on a few occasions, and then changed over to the Snowden Yard. He got the job done first up at Werribee, and I think he had plenty in the tank there. This is a much harder race, but I like the way he's trending. Number 12 to beat 13, Brahmos. 1,000 metres was a bit sharp for him first up, but he goes to 1,200 here. He's a 1,300 metre winner at Sandown. beating the subsequent stakes winner, Bonds Away. So getting up in distance is a plus. Craig Williams back aboard, who won on him on debut. I think he's the main danger. 10 Coruscate resumes as a gelding, has trialled nicely at Flemington leading up into this. And number 2, Bob of the Head, he's running really well. It's just a long time between wins for him, but he's next best. 12, 13, 10 and 2.
12 from 13, 10 and 2 in race number 7. We now go over to the last race, 8. This over 1,400, take out the 11. Number 4, Lipstick Lovers at 9, $1.90 for Har Madden. 5, Roll of Thunder, down to Pretty to See at 5 and Reliable Dames at 9.
Yeah, well, the price will be really interesting with Harmat, and depending on the performance of Vitani earlier in the night, who she beat pretty well. I do think that Harmatten got onto the fast lane there at Sale, which probably accentuated the margin, but still, she ran very good time in the context of the day, and I think 1,400 metres is going to suit a lot better for Harmatan. To beat number 6, Roll of Thunder, this was a lot better win than it looked at Pakenham on debut. Went out pretty hard early and backed right off in the middle stages and did a good job to get her momentum back up and win first up. I think she can measure up again. Pretty to See has been freshened up after a really easy win at Ballarat, beating a promising horse in High Energy. Back in distance here, but going to be very strong late. And Reliable Dame, who went through to the Oaks in the spring. She's had a couple of recent jump outs at Balnarring in preparation for this. Looks to be ticking over okay. She'll be strong late. 5, 6, 7 and 9.
So we go 5, 6, 7, 9. And what's your best roughie quaddie and player of the day?
Nards, my best is a race 7, number 12, Maximus. My best value on a night where I thought it was hard to find value. Each way race 6, number 3, Rodan's Dollar, at about the $5. Quaddie, first leg 3 and 8. Second leg 3, 7, 8 and 10. Third leg 10, 12 and 13. And come home on 4, 5, 6, 7 and 9. And play of the day, I think races 6 and 7 are the best betting races. So maybe the running double there of numbers 3 and 8 into numbers 12 and 13.
Wonderful, Dean. All the best of luck with it. Thanks.
Terrific. Thanks, Nate.